You're listening to SBS News.
Political ads reveal campaign strategies as an election nears. Those messages begin to take shape.
What do we actually know about Anthony Albanese? He's never held a financial portfolio, never held a national security portfolio, he's never delivered a budget.
That Liberal Party ad is questioning opposition leader Anthony Albanese's credentials, putting him on the defensive.
That national security is too important to engage in game playing, however much the government needs a distraction.
On Thursday, Defence Minister Peter Dutton had laid out his security concerns in Parliament.
We now see evidence, Mr Speaker, that the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese government, has also made a decision about who they're going to back in the next federal election, Mr Speaker. Now that's open. That is obvious, Mr Speaker.
The Leader of
and
the
they
House.
And they picked this bloke as
the
their candidate, Mr Speaker. Seat.
The government was alluding to a sinister and anonymous plot revealed by the head of Australia's spy agency, ASIO, this week. Mike Burgess revealed an attempt by a foreign nation to bankroll election candidates in Australia.
I can confirm that ASIO recently detected and disrupted a foreign interference plot in the lead-up to an election in Australia.
Intelligence officials quoted by media outlet Nine Newspapers said the foreign power was China. And the attempt to infiltrate was targeting New South Wales ahead of the federal election. But Anthony Albanese denies any issue.
I have spoken to Mr Burgess today, and he has reaffirmed that he has not raised concern about any of my candidates. I can't be clearer than that.
The ASIO boss did confirm the ploy was foiled. That didn't deter the Defence Minister from continuing to question Labor's allegiances.
I think that certainly from what I see, both open source and other intelligence that I see, it's a statement of the obvious. And there are relationships going back to Sam Dastyari. Bob Carr obviously is very close still to Beijing.
There was no comment on the issue from the Prime Minister recharging after a bruising week. He has a heavily promoted television interview yet to air after a week of cabinet leaks and a failed religious freedom bill. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.